It has been fun to watch over the last decade, watch Von Lane grow and continue to prove me wrong, because I figured, yeah, maybe 3 years for a luxury bus company offering service back and forth to Dallas and Austin and a few other cities. But the fact is, this thing just keeps growing. And now there are new city pairs that have been announced from way up in Plano to North Austin. And they're all over Tennessee and all over the state. And Alex Danz is the founder and the CEO of Von Lane and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, David.
I think I mentioned this the last time we spoke, which actually was your 10th anniversary back this summer. But I really had no idea that I mean, this has got to be an uphill battle, especially when you throw in a COVID or something like this. But has this exceeded your expectations?
It has. We were exceeding expectations prior to COVID. We were really doing well. It was a gut punch, but we have come back. We've come back really strong. In 2024, we transported over 225,000 passengers across over 5 million miles, David. So Texas and Tennessee and Georgia are embracing the solution, and it's been a great ride.
Yeah, I didn't realize you went to Knoxville. So you've got out of Nashville, you go down to Atlanta, west of Memphis, east of Knoxville, and then you do the same sort of, you know, feeder service out of Texas.
Yeah, so, you know, Texas, we've got all the major cities covered: Dallas, Austin, Houston, San Antonio, Fort Worth, and now we are expanding to what we call the suburbs. We're bringing the terminals closer to our passengers.
Yeah, but these used to be bedroom communities. They are not. These are work, live, play areas. I mean, that Legacy West, which is where you're going to start out and going to North Austin. So are you throwing this against the wall to see if it'll stick, or is this demand?
No, this is demand. We get asked quite a bit for terminals in closer proximity to, like you said, to major corporation headquarters, entertainment, and where people live. And so that North Plano area is just minutes from booming Frisco. You've got Major League Soccer, you've got the PGA, you have Universal Studios coming in. There's so much going on up there. I could list off, you know, the corporate headquarters as well. And so a nonstop service from that area direct to the Arboretum area of Austin is really a no-brainer for us to add next.
Do you have any trouble getting coaches? I remember it's a long process. You get coaches and then you redo them, and it takes a long time. But you must be running a lot of coaches now.
Yeah, we've got quite a bit of vehicles on the road at about $1 million each. It's quite an investment, but they are a great asset. They're mobile. We can move them around. We can try them out on different routes. And if something doesn't work, you can redeploy them pretty quickly and get them earning. And it does take about 6 months to get a vehicle out of the factory, and then another 90 days for what we call our conversion process, where we turn it truly into that first class executive type cabin that we have with just the 22 big oversized seats, the kitchen galley, the lovely restroom, et cetera.
So this has got to be a cyclical business, I would guess. But what are the cycles?
Sir, we really are busy Labor Day all the way through December 31st. That's our busiest time of the year. Lots of business travel as people close out the year. Yeah. Tons of different things going on with sports and entertainment in different markets. So that's our busiest time of the year. We see a slowdown when the kids are out of school in the summer. Lots of folks are leaving the state to go on vacations, extended vacations. So that slows us down a little bit, but it always comes roaring back on Labor Day.
That's interesting. That's not the cycle I would have expected. So tell me about usage. I remember when Southwest Airlines came along, and for a while they had what they called a 15-minute turn, because they could keep airplanes in the air much longer than the other carriers. And this sense was that as long as they're flying, they're making money. What about coaches? Do you have much downtime?
We don't. So a typical vehicle on our sweet spot route, which is about a 200 to 250 mile route, we'll do 4 one-ways in a day. That vehicle will leave the facility where we house our vehicles in each city probably about 5 a.m. and it will get back probably 10 or 11 p.m. at night. So not a lot of downtime, and so a lot of work done overnight.
So that's when the mechanics kick in and you do the maintenance.
Supply, cleaning, mechanical, et cetera. Yes.
So how has it been having two different areas of operation? I mean, initially, you were kind of going back and forth Nashville and Atlanta, and obviously that worked. And I know you amazed me by pointing out there was no airplane service between Memphis and Nashville, so that seemed like a no-brainer. But and Knoxville, I guess, added too. But how is it with running two separate operations?
It's been fairly seamless for us. We've got a great management team that's in place in that region. We treat it as a totally separate entity, and so it's got its own supply and maintenance and all the other types of functions that you would need to run a business like that. It's just in another region of the country, and so we love the area. We think Nashville is great. It's booming. The Atlanta city has a great draw for passengers going both directions. We see ourselves doing like a Nashville to Louisville in the future. And then from Louisville, if you check out a map, you really have tons of different routes kind of up through the middle of the country that will be really nice for us.
Wow. You know, city buses here, but all over the world, have sort of dedicated lanes, and they get perks that, you know, and taxis do too, that cars don't get. Do you benefit? Is there anything for buses?
We can use the HOV lane in some markets. So where we can use an HOV lane, we use an HOV lane. For example, coming into Houston from Austin, you know, we can use an HOV lane. Coming from Dallas into Austin on Loop 1 Mopac in Austin, we can use the HOV lane. So we do benefit from HOV lanes. It's a great help for us. Though, as you know, we have a team that's constantly monitoring traffic and communicating with our onboard attendant, who is then communicating with the motor coach operator. And we've got pre-vetted, predetermined detours to go around the traffic. And that's when you see the biggest smiles on people, when we're driving around a massive traffic backup and we're just moving right by it. The passengers are amazed, and they love that.
So you've got this thing figured out. And your markets, you haven't kissed many frogs along the way. I remember, I guess, Oklahoma bit the dust. But otherwise, you know, really remarkable success. So what keeps you awake at night? I would think that if they ever really got a bullet train, that would torpedo you. But I that seems unlikely, and certainly anytime soon. The only thing I can think of is EVTOLs. There's a lot of talk about electric vertical takeoff and landing craft that could make short runs. I guess that would
very
be
very small capacity, though. You know, and I think they'd be small capacity for quite a while. And you're thinking more. I'm thinking more. You know, Gen 1, Gen 2 of those is going to be something like Dallas to Fort Worth. And that's really not our cup of tea.
Right.
We're really the 200-250 mile part, trip. And so keep me up at night is like every other employer, you know, a mid-sized business is just people hiring, you know, finding good talent to fuel our growth. That's the main thing for us. I do think the train is quite a ways away if it does happen. And again, it initially would be one route of many routes that we have.
And so energy prices, energy prices are a big variable, but at least I guess that's been working. Although distillate is different from gasoline. I assume you're burning diesel. Those prices tend to run higher.
Yes, the diesel is often higher, you know, we've been able to keep up with the rise in the cost there. We've passed on some minor price increases to our passengers over the years to keep up with it. But we still get very, very little price pushback from our consumer.
Can they make a hybrid bus?
There are electric buses that are available now. They're very costly, and the range does not work for us yet. So it's our hope that one day the range will work for us. Since, like I said, we run these vehicles pretty much all day long, you know, 800 miles minimum. And we don't have the downtime at turns to charge batteries. So we need to get to batteries that can give us about 800 miles.
So when do you start up? So you're going from West Legacy to North Austin. And when does that start?
Yeah. So the first day of trips is February 28th. Booking is available now, though, on vonlane.com.
So do you tiptoe in, or are you going full bore? You're going like...
We go full bore. There'll be four departures from each city to the other every day of the week except Saturday.
Wow. All right. Well, good luck. And like I say, it's been fun. I fun to watch you grow, and I will not be amazed anymore. We'll just keep following along. Alex Stanzas, founder and CEO of Vonlane. Thanks for the time.
Thanks.
For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.